When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We're joined now by a pair of Boston Bruins, Jeremy Swayman and Trent Frederick. Guys, thanks so much for joining. I mean, you know, you just came from TV, so this is not quite as glamorous as,
as being down there.
You know, I've heard that once or twice in my time as well. So I guess I should start with this. I need to apologize. Many people blamed me for this last year. And I know you guys, I'm sure you've heard some flack here and there for an early elimination last year. These two blame me. The second I got on the bandwagon last year, they said, you cursed them. You've cursed the Bruins, and so I want to apologize for my my personal role in that last year.
I tried to blame it on someone. So
yes, you want to push that blame. I totally understand that. So I'll wear that one for all Bruins fans out there. I'll wear that one. In all seriousness, though, you guys have been very involved all day. You were on Nesson earlier. In your experience, and you're both young players, but in your experience here, the relationship between the different sports teams in the city, philanthropy, and specifically the Jimmy Fund, which I know you guys have been active with.
Yeah, this is an event that I always look forward to every year, and been able to do it the last few years. Again, it's the incredible things that the Jimmy Fund provides for families, not only from Massachusetts, but the entire U.S. and world, for that matter. It just goes to show what these donations do for families across the board, and how when we get to meet the actual cancer patients and see the attitudes they have and just the positivity that they possess, all thanks to the Jimmy Fund. It's a pretty incredible experience that I always love being a part of.
You guys have some incredible guys in your locker room, and a couple departures over the offseason, of course, with David and Patrice retiring. Has it sunk in for you guys and you younger guys who have always had them there as you've been in Boston that, hey, you're going to be rolling into this next season without those guys?
I guess I'll answer that one, but no, it hasn't, to be honest. Even got to see Bergie today with his kids come in, and it's going to be a huge change without them, but I think we've got a lot of guys that will step up. Obviously, they'll never be replaced, and they're just great guys to be around. So hopefully they'll keep popping in, and we'll get to see them, and they'll keep us in line if they ever need to.
Do you have a preference where you want to play this year? Like, you could factor into that center mix, right? Do you have a preference where you want to play?
Not really, to be honest. I kind of played all three positions last year, left, center, and right. I'm not just saying this because it's the right answer. Like, I'll play wherever, but to be honest, it the way we play, you can kind of do all, can play all three if you're low or whatever. I just need to get my face-offs be a little bit better so I can help at center. But, I really don't mind either position.
Jeremy, I got a question. Was there ever a night where you were just like, you know what, Lena's not in the mood for a hug right now? Did that ever happen? not once.
No, not in practice, not in games, every time.
That's all genuine. Some people question if that's all an act, maybe, but no, it's all real.
No, not at all. I was just hugging him today. He got back from Sweden, and we had a good goalie session, and the boys are fired up. So, it's a total genuine thing.
How about the chicken wings? How was that?
That's going to be a new trend because that was elite. We had some chicken wings during an interview.
Oh,
I think Brando got involved. He had some pizza. Just an athlete diet.
Nobody offers you chicken wings? Nobody offers you anything?
No, I can't anymore.
I wish your body tight.
No one offers me chicken wings. Never once have they done that for me.
I'm wondering, prior to your time in Boston, have you been in a situation where it was such a steady goalie rotation where you've had to kind of, I mean, maybe it came naturally for you guys, for your friendship, but you've had to have that relationship where it's on and off and on and off in terms of your playing time?
I've been really fortunate to have, incredible goaltending partners, but with a pro schedule, it's a lot different. You know, in college and junior, one goalie seems to take the reins a little more and play more often, but off the ice, the relationships never change, right? You always want to have that team camaraderie, and they're your brothers in arms, and especially at the goaltending position, we know that one goalie can only play, per game. So to have that relationship with Linus and understand that we're both going to get games, both going to help this team win, it's a completely perfect equation.
All right, so Jeremy, I know you like to go to Alaska in the off season, go fish and stuff like that. Trent, what are you doing? You just beat people up all off season? What do you do in the off season?
No, I do not.
He does on the golf course.
Yeah. I mean, depends. But I golf a lot in the summer. Did a lot of traveling this year. Had a wedding in Scotland, so
cool.
That was a far away, but it was a great wedding and just kind of hang out with friends and, like I said, golf a lot.
You're from Wisconsin?
St. Louis, Missouri.
You're from Missouri. Why did I think you went to Wisconsin?
Yes, I did. Everyone thinks that. I'm a St. Louis kid.
Okay, well, still, my question applies here, and yes. I know you guys have done your part, so we're not sitting here asking for your contributions, but I notice Alaska and I notice Missouri are still two states we got to check off over on the boards over there.
I don't know
if you can maybe pull some strings. Sure, you've done your part, but maybe you got any people you could reach out to in those states.
We'll step up. We made it hard enough on the Bruins this summer. We should probably get some
back.
You mentioned going over to the Jimmy Fund. Did you guys cross over with Chara? Did either of you cross over with Chara when he was here?
I did, yeah.
Did you as well, Jeremy, or no?
No.
Okay. I know there are times where you guys will all show up in costume. I know it's obviously, for a good cause, but is it strange to see someone that big in some of the costumes that
like
he's had to wear over the years?
Dinosaur costume or something like that.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I mean, even Bergie when he did that, I think it was Elmo. I mean, that's pretty hilarious. Like, that's just one I remember. Like his voice. I mean, he just good at everything, I guess.
Well, before we let you guys go, a lot of I know you guys as well. A lot of fans were not happy with where things finished last year. What are your expectations for this season and this team? I think a lot of people on the outside looking in go, it's no Bergeron, it's no Krejci. And not to say no chance, but maybe a step back. What are your expectations for this year?
I think the biggest thing is opportunity. And, they would want that for us too, knowing Bergie, Krejci, and the guys before have set such a good culture for us. And now that we have this young core, it gives opportunity for guys to step up. And I think that's going to be a really fun thing to be a part of. Freddie and I, and again, the other young guys that are kind of being part of this next generation of those leaders, that's going to be something that we're excited for. And it's going to be a great challenge. And I think there's a lot of good to come from it.
Yeah, just to go off him, I think a lot of guys are going to have to step up, and we're not going to probably win the same ways as we did last year. It's kind of game by game and getting better throughout the year, and you can kind of see other teams that had success last year. It was like a ramp up, and it's not always like smooth, but you want to be smooth sailing at the end, so that's kind of our goal.
All right, Trent Frederick, Jeremy Swayman joining us here. 21st annual WEEI NESN Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon presented by Arbella Insurance. Thanks so much, guys, for all that you do with the Jimmy Fund and taking your time here as well.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network.
Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.